The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is the 5 o'clock hour on a Monday afternoon. Or is that evening? I guess this time of year, 5 o'clock is evening. Anyway, welcome wherever you are listening. I welcome our listeners in Tampa, Florida on Faith Talk, 570 and 910 a.m. And I also welcome our listeners in Columbus, Ohio on AM 880 and 104.5 FM. Thank you for joining me wherever you are listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For those of you listening in Tampa, you may recognize my voice. I have the privilege of filling in every once in a while for my friend Bill Bunkley, and that is the case today, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week. So it is a privilege to be your host today. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Honestly, I've debated all day whether I should even report this story to you, but I must. Talk about good news and bad news. And it's a story about the late Ravi Zacharias. Some would say it is not right to ever speak evil of the dead, and I'm not speaking evil, and I mean that. I am reporting the truth to you. Some very bad news is coming out of the Ravi Zacharias International Ministry. And let me say right up front, I've had Ravi on my program on several occasions. I've interviewed him on several occasions. I have had nothing but the highest regard, the highest respect for him as a preacher of the gospel, as an apologist, as a minister. And we know that he died not long ago, tragically, sadly, but probably a year or two before he died, there were rumors about sexual misconduct. There was a woman up in Canada that made charges against him. He denied the charges vehemently. He apologized. He said, well, I didn't probably handle it correctly, but there was no hanky-panky, and she's not telling the truth, and so on and so forth. And then there were some very muted rumors about some massage businesses that Ravi Zacharias owned and sexual misconduct with workers at the massage parlors. And when I heard that, I thought, oh, come on. Ravi Zacharias, why would he be owning massage parlors? Oh, come on. And then it came out that he really did own them. And then Ravi Zacharias and the ministry said, well, the only reason is because he suffers from a lot of back pain, and he began getting massages to get relief from his back pain and thought, hey, this is a business that I can invest in, blah, 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 blah. So until the very end, when he died, Ravi Zacharias vehemently denied any and all rumors and accusations about sexual misconduct. When he died, several women came forth with some pretty serious allegations. To their credit, the Ravi Zacharias International Ministry said, we're going to take these accusations very seriously. We are going to hire an independent firm to investigate fully these accusations, and we will be completely open, honest, and transparent. However this investigation goes, we will tell you the truth. Well, much of the investigation is finished, and Ravi Zacharias Ministries confirmed late last week, and I'm quoting, that its late founder did indeed engage in sexual misconduct. The report said, in part, sadly, the interim investigation update indicates this assessment of Ravi's behavior to be true. This misconduct is deeply troubling and wholly inconsistent with the man Ravi Zacharias presented, both publicly and privately, to so many over more than four decades of public ministry. They added that the ministry is devastated, not only for the ministry, but for those who suffered from Ravi's misconduct. The Miller and Martin investigation team said it interviewed dozens of witnesses, including massage therapists who worked at the Touch of Eden and Jivan Wellness Spas, reviewed numerous documents, electronic devices used by Zacharias, including phones and computers. And here is a quote. Combining those interviews with our review of documents and electronic data, we have found significant, credible evidence that Mr. Zacharias engaged in sexual misconduct over the course of many years. Some of that misconduct is consistent with and corroborative of that which is reported in the news recently, and some of the conduct we have uncovered is even more serious. The ministry said, quote, "We are heartbroken at learning this, but feel it necessary to be transparent and to inform our staff, donors, and supporters at this time, even while the investigation continues." Now, I said it's good news, bad news. How can there be any good news out of this? The good news is the ministry is doing the right thing. When these rumors of the woman in Canada first came out, the ministry basically did a cover-up. And that's sad. After his death, the board of directors and those that are in charge, and I don't know anything about their structure, their leadership structure. I don't know a thing about them. But I do know this. They're doing the right thing. Now, the intent, the desire, was to continue Ravi Zacharias International Ministries after the death of Ravi. They have apologists literally around the world. I don't know how many they have on their staff, but they have a lot of apologists who are basically walking in the footsteps of Ravi Zacharias and continuing his work. And the hope was that donors and supporters would continue to support the ministry and they would be able to continue the work that Ravi had started. Obviously, this is going to be devastating to the ministry. Now, why do I bring this up? Because it's not rumor, it's not gossip. The ministry themselves are admitting that they have uncovered substantial evidence that Ravi Zacharias was not who he said he was. And he was involved in sexual misconduct for many years. It's a reminder, folks, you're going to get caught. I say this constantly on this program. I am positive that there are some men listening to my voice right now. You are in an illicit affair. You're in an adulterous relationship, and you're convinced you'll never get caught. Can I say to you, you're going to get caught. I'm almost positive that there are some women listening to my voice right now. You are in a relationship that is immoral, and you're convinced you're going to get by with it. You're going to get caught. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. I need to take a break. I'll have just a few more comments after this break, but this is heartbreaking. Absolutely heartbreaking. But it's a reminder of how powerful sinful desires are in our human nature, and no one is above temptation or succumbing to temptation. No one.
Today's news, God's Word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. I'm not going to spend much more time on this Ravi Zacharias story because personally, and I mean this honestly and sincerely, it pains me, and I'm not trying to be melodramatic. It pains me to report this story. It makes me sick at my stomach. It makes me incredibly sad. Here is a man that spent 40 years building a legacy of preaching, teaching, apologetics, presenting the gospel, building a worldwide ministry. And now, after his death, we are learning that he was pretty immoral. He was a sexual deviant. He was involved in a considerable amount of sexual impropriety with many women. And I'm not going to get into the details of what was uncovered. I'm just not going to read it on the air, but it's disgusting. And here's the take home for us folks. We can wag our fingers and shame, shame, shame. And it is a shame. It is sad. His legacy will be forever tarnished. Now that this news is out, it's been corroborated by his own ministries. We know this isn't rumor and innuendo and false accusations. His legacy will be forever tarnished. His family is going to have to live with this. His wife is going to have to live with this. His children are going to have to live with this. His ministry staff are going to have to live with this. The entire ministry, and again, I have no idea how many people work for Ravi Zacharias Ministries, but it's a considerable number of people, and not just here in the United States, different locations around the world. It is a reminder of what I said before the break. You're going to get caught. The devil will tempt you and try to convince you you will not get caught. Nobody will know. Here's the way the devil works, folks. Most of you know this. The devil comes to you and says, it'll be fun. It'll be enjoyable. Go ahead. Nobody will know. And by the way, you have certain needs. It's okay. Nobody will know. Go ahead. Enjoy yourself. And then the minute you get caught, for Ravi Zacharias, that did not happen before he died. Well, it did, and evidently he lied about it and covered it up. But usually the individual does get caught. And the minute you get caught, the same devil that came to you and said, it'll be fun, nobody will find out, it'll be okay, and the devil will give you 1,000 ways to justify the sin. If it's adultery, God wants you to be happy. I remember, and I won't say her name, but an extremely well-known gospel Christian artist had an adulterous relationship. And when she was interviewed, she said, well, he, talking about her husband, he didn't make me happy. And she began weeping. I was unhappy. He didn't make me happy. And God wants us all to be happy. So I left him and found so-and-so, and he makes me happy. There will be 1,000 ways to justify your sin. The husband that's just not pleased with his wife, the wife that is not pleased with her husband, I just want to be happy. He doesn't fulfill me. He doesn't do what I want him to do. He drives me nuts. He has habits that... There will be 1,000 different ways to justify your sin, your immorality, your unfaithfulness. And then the devil will say you can get by with it. You won't get caught. If you'll just be careful, it's okay. And then the minute you get caught, the same devil comes to you and says, look at you. And you call yourself a Christian. Look at you. We'll shame you. Put condemnation upon you. Yeah, the same devil. This thing with Ravi Zacharias, and again, this is the reason I'm bringing it to your attention, not to trample on the grave of Ravi Zacharias, but there is a lesson for all of us here. No one. Here is a man who knew the Word of God inside out, backwards and forwards, upside down, right side up. Here is a man who could stand in front of thousands of people and give scholarly reasons why the Bible was true. He was brilliant. He was absolutely brilliant. His knowledge of Scripture was, in some ways, almost unparalleled. And yet that knowledge of Scripture was not applied in his personal sexual life. He gave in to temptation. And it's just a reminder, folks, no one is above. That's why you have to take precautions. That's why Mike Pence adopted the Billy Graham rule. He would never be alone with another woman. What a great principle. Never be alone with another woman. That's why you have to put guards around yourself. That's why with the internet and so forth, your wife, your husband needs to know all of your passwords and should be able to have access to your phone, your computer at any time, night or day. That's why you need to have accountability to other people, because nobody is above sin. It's a part of being a human. And if one of the world's foremost apologists could succumb to such depraved sin, my friend, my brother, my sister, you are not above. That's why you need to take every precaution. Be careful, be cautious, be accountable. Don't put yourself in compromising positions. Don't be alone with people of the other sex. Don't make jokes with people of the other sex. And I could go on and on and on about how you can protect yourself. Pray for Ravi Zacharias' family, his wife, his children. Pray for the people involved in the ministry. Sad, sad news. All right, enough of that. We'll be back.